Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Did it again. Anyway, don't worry about that. I'll handle that later. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol, something you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to you via your mobile phone because it works with text. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does unbidden is what separates them from the rest of the herd. Because based upon your locale, they're going to tell you about the things that are happening around you that you can't possibly imagine. That there's no way to plan for. The terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. A couple of memes going on out there right now. We're going to, you know, we'll cover some of the stuff that you would think would be point blank in my face, but there's a couple of other things going on. The first thing is that they are taking everything that is happening, and everything once again is becoming a mass killing, a mass shooting. And they're on the rise. Now, the only problem with that is that while I sit here and people like me sit around, and every time we read about these things, of course, absolutely, we lament the loss of life. At the same time, sometimes that's used to as sort of a springboard for an agenda, but, you know, parents and members of the community and policymakers are right to question or question about how each attack might have been prevented. But there needs to be some perspective in place. If you were to type mass shootings and common into a search engine, you'd get all sorts of breathless commentary that would lead you to believe that there is a genuine epidemic of shooting rampages on the rise right now. And here are a few headlines. From Vox, mass shootings on campus are getting more common and more deadly. Think progress. Mass shootings are becoming more frequent. NPR study. Mass shootings are on the rise across the U.S. Washington Post. Why are mass shootings becoming more common? Well, the truth is, as horrible and nightmarish as they are, mass shootings are still very rare. They constitute a tiny sliver of homicide, and they are not becoming more frequent. The debate about gun violence has nothing to do with this either. It's almost like a distraction. It's not going to yield any solution that's going to satisfy everyone, and it's certainly not going to address the rampage killer.
That said, any effort that you use to, you know, that would be intended to strike a balance between safety, self-defense, and civil liberties must take account of these inconvenient truths. Homicide, while going down, is still too common in the United States. But mass shootings, defined as four or more in the same incident, constitute a minuscule share of the total. The Bureau of Justice Statistics reported that from 2002 to 2011, 95% of total homicide incidents involved a single fatality. 4% involved two victims, 0.6% involved three victims, and 0.02% involved four or more victims. Very, very, very rare. Another study performed between 1976 and 2005 gave out similar results, that less than one-fifth of 1% of all murders in the United States involve four or more victims. In other words, the bottom line is that out of every 10 incidents of homicide, roughly two are mass killings. And contrary to what certain people might suggest, mass shootings are not on the rise. And once again, I go to the works of criminologist James Allen Fox, who's found no upward trend in mass killings. James Allen Fox is like the John Lott when it comes to the rampage spree killing phenomena. As far as campus stats, as an example, overall in this country, there's an average of 10 to 20 murders across campuses in any given year. He told that to CNN. And roughly 99% of those reported homicides were not mass shootings. Compare that to over 1,000 suicides and about 1,500 deaths from binge drinking and drug overdoses, which nobody ever talks about in the context of this kind of thing. Mass shootings on college campuses lag far behind many much more prevalent social and mental health problems. And this also holds true for safety in schools in the K through 12 range, despite what's happened in Columbine and Newtown. According to two reports by the Centers for Disease Control, you know, that's who they want to pay big money to, the probability of a child dying in a school in any given year from homicide or suicide was less than 1 in 1 million between 1992 and 1994, and slightly greater than 1 in 2 million between 94 and 99. So if mass shootings are rare, if they constitute a tiny percentage of gun homicide, and if they are not occurring more frequently, why do they seem to be so salient today? There's several important dynamics in play. The first one would lead people to overweigh the prominence of events that are easily retrievable from our memories. 9/11, that's easy to pick up. Mass shootings that receive widespread media attention dominate your TV screen, your collective consciousness, and therefore we perceive them as occurring more frequently than they actually do. Several people tend to weigh the risks of unfamiliar, unknown events more heavily than those with which they are familiar. This is known as the unfamiliar event, and I hope I pronounce this right, heuristic. For example, a person may perceive that the risk of being killed in a thankfully unfamiliar tragedy like a mass shooting at a college campus is greater than the risk of, say, accidentally drowning in a pool, which is surprisingly common and claims 3,500 lives per year. Then you have the people with pre-existing views or cultural predispositions on issues such as gun control. They're more likely to see tragic events through a lens that gratifies their own beliefs. Yale law professor Don Kahan explains that those who already feel revulsion and disgust toward guns are likely to fixate on shootings rather than other types of death, such as accidental drownings, and see those losses as a reason to strengthen gun regulations. Conversely, a person who is predisposed to favor gun rights is likely to minimize shootings and focus on the role firearms play in preventing crime. This kind of confirmation bias explains the visceral reactions that many on the left and right display following mass shootings. Before I get to the fourth point, which I'm going to come up on the break before I get to the fourth point, my visceral reaction has nothing to do with me getting out there and wanting to minimize the shooting. It has more to do with the fact that they come after guns every time one of these things happens. That's the key to my visceral reaction. But that's just me talking out loud. And we'll continue this. This is, you know, another piece of the toolkit. Yo, we'll be... I vaguely hear the music. I think we're coming up. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Talking about why the public, well, I know why the public thinks there's more spree shootings. We know why it's happening, but what happens inside these individuals that makes them believe that they are on the rise. Now we're to the, we're at the fourth, which is the one that bothers me the most, because this is, people should be exploring a little bit more. The fourth reason is in-group bias. People tend to focus on victims who are like them. Now, if you think about the locales of these shootings that gain wall-to-wall TV coverage, schools, college campuses, movie theaters, supermarkets, that's where the coverage is. Incidents on the proverbial wrong side of town, in contrast, do not warrant as much notice. As an example, 46 people were shot in Chicago during a 72-hour period around the six-month anniversary of Sandy Hook, and that didn't get any attention whatsoever. In L.A., in Los Angeles, according to the Los Angeles Times Homicide Report, in the first 5 months of 2014, there have been 193 homicides. There is no acceptable amount of mass shootings that we can ever look at them and say, okay, we can live with this. And the public can legitimately ask whether strong rules, and the first thing, you know, based upon what the media does, okay, the first thing they're going to ask about, are we checking the backgrounds of these people buying guns? Yes, we have an answer for that already. Other things have to be considered, like involuntary mental health commitment, whether or not that's actually going to prevent a future tragedy. But mass shootings occupy a disproportionately large share of discussion surrounding gun control, and the debate should be turning on facts and not misconceptions. They're going to try. Somebody, I heard about this yesterday. We've had another school shooting in Oregon. The shooter went in, shot one person, and then retreated to, I believe, a restroom and shot himself. Both were males, although they don't know whether the gunman was a student of the school. The victim was shot inside the school's gymnasium, and the shooter's body was located by a police robot in a bathroom. The shooting was over before the police got there. And this was targeted. This was a targeted shooting. This was not a rampage killer. Not a lot of details on this incident. And I'm not even gonna play. I fell victim yesterday to misinformation. I'm not gonna fall that way again. It's interesting that whenever with these people that go to schools, or where these targeted killings, or any of them, where it's going to be a murder suicide, where they want to do the murder in a very public place, like say a gymnasium, but then they retreat to something like a bathroom to have a little more privacy for their suicide. They'll be looking at the attacker to find out if he left anything behind to explain the decision to target this one student. And we'll find out about that in days ahead. The misinformation I'm referring to was, at first I had heard that there was three police officers shot in Las Vegas, and that was incorrect. I'm correcting Art Underground yesterday when he was on the phone, and he was right the whole time. The third person shot was the concealed carry holder, Joseph Robert Wilcox. Jared Miller was the guy he was attacking, or the shooter. He was the attacker. Wilcox was legally carrying a concealed pistol. He was unaware that Amanda Miller, who was looking all innocuous with a shopping cart, was involved in the incident, lying in wait, and she slipped in behind Wilcox when he drew his weapon and shot him at close range. The police official said of Mr. Wilcox, this guy Wilcox was not some idiot with a gun. To me, he was a hero. He was trying to stop an active shooter. Mr. Wilcox was murdered without firing a shot. After that confrontation, the two murderers killed themselves. Reports indicate that they intended to move to secondary sites and continue their killing spree, but as we've seen time and time again in an active shooter scenario, the individuals involved immediately give up as soon as they're confronted by anybody armed opposition. It is tragic, and I'm not laughing at this. Somebody just put something in the chat room that I really wish he hadn't at that particular time. Mr. Wilcox had to get, it's very tragic he had to give his life to stop these two murderers, but there's also no doubt that his actions saved countless lives. Which leads us as gun carriers to ask ourselves a question. And this is a tough question to answer. Are we, as concealed carriers, if we see a bunch of stuff like this happening, if we see an active shooter operating, do we get involved in that? Do we draw on this active shooter? This is a, you know, what happened here is half of the attack team held back to watch and see what was happening with the primary attacker. And she shot a guy down. And I don't know what the answer to that scenario is. I think in a situation with me, if I've got my wife or some of my family with me, my first thought has got to be get everybody out and safe somewhere. And if I do that, then I'm probably not going to be able to re-enter the building if the police respond in any way. But I may be forced to face somebody, and that might not be the first one, so I guess we're going to have to employ the shoot and move technique. But that's something we're going to examine. I'm going to get some tactical people in here. We're going to talk about how you should train for that kind of scenario. That's a new one for me. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the desk of Alan Corwin. Now, he writes at gunlaws.com. And since the gun grabbers, all of their absurdity, all of their knee jerks in reaction to some of these things, he decided to do a little exercise, I think, in what could be, you know, this is almost satirical to me. We'll find out. He wants to do a thought experiment, the kind of which scientists use for cutting down crazed maniac shootings in public. His first thought in the thought experiment is to disarm all women. That's half the population, and then see what happens. That way, at least they can't shoot anyone. Because after all, we have to do something. Now, this thought experiment demonstrates that that obviously won't work at all. But it does establish one critically important element we often overlook. The problem is not the fact that so many people have guns. Many of them women. Disarming at least half the public which would be a massive and expensive and unconstitutional and precarious endeavor, would have zero effect, right? You'd have to disarm the right half of the public. Now we'll talk about the background check thing, not disarmament so far, in a minute. Although we know that that leads to disarmament. If it's not going to be the women, then obviously we're going to have to disarm all the men. Now that's not going to play very well either, but for entirely different reasons. So this brings us to the nub of the problem and the end of the thought experiment. This is not about background checks or registries or safety devices or gun types at all. You could do all that stuff to the female half of the country, nothing would change. Maybe you could even leave them out of the scheme, it would cut the infringement by half. That might be enough to get it to pass. But if you try to single out the males, you can start to see why there's so much resistance, not from civil rights groups, because they're in it up to their percussion caps, but from the body politic itself. When you lay entanglements over the entire United States of America to stop a handful of psychos who have only recently started acting out, that is grotesque. That level of government infringement to accomplish that admittedly important goal is as astonishing and as bizarre as most of what the NSA or the VA or the IRS or the ATF, who would be the ones running that particular campaign, is up to today. So the question has to be asked, do you people that are apathetic about guns, to you people who don't own guns, to you people who know nothing about guns, do you really want to seek out more of what these kind of organizations do? These agencies within the United States, do you want them more involved? Is that your solution to this problem? Should we try it out on the women first and see, and then go to the good old boys? Now, that little thought experiment, which is a favorite tool of physicists, clarifies something. America has always, always been bristling with guns. Always. This is not something new. You used to be able to buy guns through the mail from an ad in a comic book. Guns were sold by mail order through mail order by Sears and cash and carry at hardware stores. They are much harder to get today. So it can't be the availability at all that's decreased. To change that, which is always the left's battle cry, to change the availability, that only inflames owners and freedom advocates, and it's something else. The question here is, why are people exploding in public and going on killing sprees with knives, guns, cars, even poison? That's the question that you have to answer. We've heard the answers. But polite, politically correct people, especially on the political left, don't like hearing them. And they reject them or disclaim them. Some of the answers are the increasing coarseness of society in general. The constant drumbeat of acceptable mass murder in mass market entertainment. The constant murders on TV at night, the promotion of the copycat murder. Advertisement of psychotic murder in the so-called news media. The glorification of the perpetrators. So-called games sold to kids to train them on how it's done for home and portable use. The removal of religious morality in public that provided a yardstick. Scolding people for such immoral thoughts and behaviors. the lack of father figures in homes, the broken homes from government dependence programs, the failure to discipline children, punishment by the state for disciplining children at home and in schools, indiscriminate drugging using powerful psychotropic agents. That's just a partial list. Is there anything that I mentioned that you haven't already heard a bazillion times? Did you reject them all mentally, or did you embrace the list? Did you mentally fall back on the media's anti-rights mantra that we need to do something already, like background checks? They say that the background check doesn't work now because of the quote-unquote loophole. Now, we've been over the loopholes already. But regarding crazed maniacs, when you're saying something needs to be done, do you fail to think it through like the policymakers, like the lawmakers? Because any background check law they pass, in addition to what we already have, omits the 400 million guns people already have. So how will that do something? When you think of it in that context, the correct answer to that is it won't do anything. Waiting periods for the media, it's the magical 5-day Holy Grail waiting period, which has since been abandoned. And it's because it was just as worthless or meaningless for solving the problem. Let people get a gun in five days, and then hope they don't go postal for the rest of their lives. There's the question you ask them. There is no cooling off period for a maniac trying to get a gun. Only a mental case would bet on that. It's a thought experiment, demonstrating that the people suggesting these things cannot think clearly about the subject. Now, back to the real question. Why are people exploding in public and going on killing sprees? That, once again, is the question that needs to be answered. Now, since we know that people are exploding and getting tons of publicity for doing so, and since we know that nothing we do in the next 12 hours or 12 days or 12 anything reasonable is going to stop them or protect us in the mall, would you, every one of you listening right now, would you want a gun? If the guy next to you started shooting the people next to you, what if a Muslim jihadi who despises you and America, like the ones Mr. Obama just released, and he's decided to go to bring the Nairobi mall strategy to a mall near you? Now, if your answer is no, we'll address that when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flash shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're asking the question, why are people exploding in public and going on killing sprees? Now, we've already answered the question of would background checks, expanded background checks, whatever they propose today, would that help? The only thing about background checks, any new background check scheme going on out there, is that it ignores the 400 million guns already out there. So will expanded background checks help? No, is the answer. Now, I've also asked the question, since we know that nothing that would be done in the next 12 hours or 12 days or 12 anything reasonably expectant as far as a time period, we know it's nothing that is done in that amount of time is going to stop a person from exploding in public. It's not going to stop them from, it's not going to protect us in a mall. And I've asked you, would you want a gun? We just released five jihadis. And I asked you, how would you feel if they brought that Nairobi mall shooting experience here to the United States? Would you want a gun? Now, if you don't want a gun, that's okay with me. That's fine. I am not interested in forcing you to carry a gun. I really am not. I think it's maybe unwise. But, you know, at the end of the day, your choice is fine with me. But what about me? And that's where the problem comes in, because that's up to me to decide. If you want to decide for me, and if you insist that I can't be armed to protect myself, then I hate to tell you this, apathetic people out there that think this is just smart common sense, that's an act of violence against me. You would be forcing me to be a potential victim. You would be using law to enforce your will on me. You would deny me my firearm by force, and it is definitely not going to be a voluntary thing. I would categorically reject any legal or moral grounds you may think you have to harm me that way. Even attempting to deny my civil rights in that manner violates federal law, which are, some of these are dusty old laws I know that need refreshing. And if you push it too far, they might get a drink of your plasma, your hemoglobin. They might be refreshed with your blood. Any effort to diminish or restrict my rights, like a $50 million effort by a rich guy, or to harm civil rights groups in Fairfax, Virginia, and Springfield, Virginia, is highly suspect, if you want my opinion on it. Why does he mainly come out of the woodwork in the midst of a tragedy? Why are he, is he or his appointed point person, his female point person, are they willing to face anyone in a public debate without tragedy to fuel irrational emotional responses and deal with the issue? Would you do that? Are you willing to go that far? Are you willing to wait to where there's nothing that you, you know, none of your usual rocket boost fuel behind you to fuel that emotional, irrational response and just go on the facts, just in the light of day? Does that interest you even a little bit? That's the problem with these guys. They never want to do that. They've always got to wait. But I'll tell you this. If you out there look at things in the very harsh light of day, unemotionally, and make a decision that you don't want to carry a gun, that is cool with me. But that doesn't, your decision does not extend and get to be superimposed upon me. Give me the same courtesy. I demand it that I give to you. Now, because they're in gun control, Whenever they speak. Well, you can tell when a gun controller is lying because his face is moving. In California, the Sacramento Bee turned over their editorial page to Josh Sugarman, the ineffectual head of the Violence Policy Center, where he went on a truly amusing rant entitled, Viewpoints, NRA Gun Makers Promote Ever More Lethal Weapons. Which is interesting because I did not know that somebody was building a rail gun that is handheld. That would be more lethal. Well, wait a minute, he's not talking about that. He writes, in 1980, semi-automatic pistols accounted for only 32% of the handguns produced in America. By 1991, this proportion had jumped to 71%. During the same period, the firearms industry began marketing semi-automatic assault weapons to the general public, civilian versions of the fully automatic machine guns used by armies around the world. Well, that's a lie. One of the spurrings in the 90s on semi-automatic firearms was the military changing over to a different kind and law enforcement going from revolvers to semi-automatic weapons. Ha ha! And during the same period, supposedly, this is when the firearms industry began to market the AR-15. That's really interesting. I like it a lot. Let's look at something here, shall we? During the 1950s and 60s, there were ads from the Winfield Arms Corporation where you could buy an M1 Garand. When all of this stuff was hitting the surplus market, you could buy an M1 Garand full military model for $97 through the mail order. $97.50. You could buy a British Jungle carbine for $24.95, a British Army rifle for $15.95. Wow. That was in 63. Back in the day, coming from Colt, when they introduced the Sporter, in the comic books, you could buy the AR-15 for $229.50, complete with the Colt optic for another $79.50, 500 rounds of ammunition, $6,500 or $65. Wow. But all this happened a long time ago. How could this be? Because Sugarman said it started in the 90s. Between the 80s and the 90s. But this wasn't... But facts don't support what he's saying. Josh Sugarman. He's worth everything you pay for him. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Financial